The fifth of those seven last words of Jesus, the fifth of the seven last words of Jesus on the cross should remind us that the Son of God was born, lived, and died as human being. He personally experienced challenges in life. As we see in John 19, verse 28, later, knowing that everything had now been finished, and so that scripture would be fulfilled, Jesus said, "I am thirsty." Many significant details of what Jesus did and experienced were fulfillment of prophecies about him. Many centuries have gone by. Before Christ was born, prophets from different generations prophesied what were to be expected to the Messiah. Nevertheless, Christ's experiences as human beings serve as our standard on how we, as children of God, should live our life in this world. No one is exempted from problems. Problems that cause our faith to weaken. We know that not even the Son of God, Jesus, felt the thirst when on the cross, or while in the cross. It supports his experience of physical death that humans go through. What can we learn from the thirsty experience of Christ on the cross? Thirsty feeling is a craving to be satisfied. Humans go through different kinds of thirst that need to be refreshed. Like politicians, we desire to be heard like celebrities. We crave for recognition. Pastors or church leaders are not exempted. Willing to have more, business people or ordinary church goers can be victims of greed. We want to have our ways. Believers or non-believers are all guilty in this. Christ knew exactly our desire to be satisfied, just as he longed to be praised. To be repressed. We can count on him to meet our needs to be satisfied. Christ's human experience of thirst testifies that he understands it personally what we feel when we are in need. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 6, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirsty for righteousness, for they will be fulfilled. They will be filled." Christ is the Lord of Lords. As our Lord, he has already prepared everything we need for us to live a righteous life even before we were yet to be born. Faith confirms it. We're reminded in Matthew chapter 6, verses 31 to 34. "So do not worry, saying, what we shall we eat, or shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them." But verse 33, the important thing is, "But seek first his kingdom and righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." Christ did not promise us to have a problem-free kind of life. Every day, each of us will face different kinds of concerns. These concerns should lead us to trust Jesus. Shall we pray? Lord Jesus, help me thirst and hunger for righteousness and to trust you more. In Jesus' name.